What's going on, Real Ass fans? This is the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez. Did you know that we do this show live twice a week, every Monday and Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern? You can watch the show live exclusively at GasDigitalNetwork.com. Gas Digital members not only get the live stream, but you also get the video version of the show, live chat, archived episodes, plus brand new episodes 5 days before they go to Google Play, iTunes, or anywhere else. We've also got a bunch of other great shows on the network, like The Josta Show, Legion of Skanks, Bruce Buffer's It's Time, and brand new, starting right now, Believe You Me, with UFC middleweight champion Michael the Count Bisping. That's GasDigitalNetwork.com. When you check out, use the promo code RAP, and you save $1 on monthly membership. Plus, you get a 14-day free trial to see if you like it. That's just $6 per month. That's GasDigitalNetwork.com. Promo code RAP when you check out. And even if you can't subscribe for the exclusive content, you can still help us out by going to iTunes right now, subscribing for free for the audio version, leaving us a positive review and a 5-star ranking. Thanks for listening. Keep being a real ass dude.
This is the Real Ass Podcast. Here's your host, Luis J. Gomez.
Yo, what's up, motherfuckers? It's your boy, Luis J. Gomez. Put your fucking guns on the table. Put your fucking blunt down. Get your dicks out. It's the Real Ass Podcast Wednesday. International superstar Zach Amico, as always, with us.
It's your other boy.
Pew, pew. Pew, pew. We're very colorful today. There's a lot of color on that screen. It's very nice. It looks better today, Shannon. I don't know what you're doing over there, but whatever you're doing, keep it the fuck up, Shannon. Maybe I'm on acid. Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? We have a great show planned today. I say that every show, and I mean it this time. This is the first time in the longest time that I've gone into the show with a positive attitude and a positive outlook on both guests that are here. Usually it's one or the other. I don't like, you guys can go back and listen to the episodes and realize that there's always one guest that I kind of don't like. You know, you can listen, you can hear it. Very happy to have back on the show my brother from another mother. This nigga is so dope. He's got the greatest arms in comedy.
Liz Mealy.
Aaron Berg is here, guys. Aaron Berg joins the show. What's up, brother?
That smells like weed.
Yeah, weed.
Yeah, you came in, you smell like the ashes of the weed.
Yeah, well, I smoked pot just now.
Yeah.
I got high.
Indica or sativa?
I don't really know.
Yeah.
I think people pretend to know and they don't know.
Okay.
I think in the city they pretend to know. They don't act. And if you go to California, you can pick what you want.
Exactly.
But not in New York.
Yeah, New York, you're like, there's a fucking Dominican dude. You're like, oh, can I see an indica or a sativa? He's going to stab you in your fucking throat.
¿Por qué?
Yeah, you're in New York City, you're doing a handoff with money and a handshake thing. And then that guy's gone. You don't even know if he gave you weed.
Yeah.
It's a fact.
I bought weed once off a guy you told me to buy weed off in Times Square, and that's exactly what happened. I went up, I was like, hey, can I grab 10? This is when we used to work at LOL, and I shook his hand, and he gave me weed, and then I went and smoked it.
You bought a 10?
Yeah, I think it was 10.
The fuck buys $10 worth of weed?
This guy.
Aaron Berg.
Yeah.
Aaron Berg.
That lasts me 6 months.
Happy to have you, Aaron. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff going on with you today, because you have a baby on the way. I want to get into that. Also on the show, first time on, I think, any of my podcasts. I've known this girl a very, very long time. She's a hilarious comedian. Your second album, Mind Over Melee, is going to be coming out March 28th. Guys, Liz Mealy is here.
Come on.
Give it up for her. Come on.
I mean, I lift weights. Why didn't nobody talk
about? You're a fitness freak.
Yeah, I would say like I'm like a gym kitten.
Yeah, gym kitten. Yeah. That's not. I guess it's a cute way to girl put it.
Yeah.
Like we're fucking like gym rats. Aaron, get off the wall a little bit. It looks so bad for the fans that are watching.
Oh, sorry.
You're literally leaning off camera.
Yeah, I was leaning.
You're an actor.
Is he becoming one of the guests you don't like?
You know what? I like both of you guys until that moment right there.
I'm now going to keep tally. I'm going to be like, every time he fucks up, I'm going to be like, I think I'm doing a pretty good job.
Is Aaron leaving now? He's gone.
I'm going to go become a spy named Jim
Kitten. He's taking his arms out.
Jim Kitten. Good name. There we go. Aaron, stop acting like, why did you?
I just feel like I'm just going
to
be like.
Please do, Liz. I would much rather you do that than Aaron. I don't mean to sexually harass you, but I'm just being honest with you right now. I'm looking at Aaron. Here's the thing. You're in great shape, but I'm going to be honest with you. What you just did just now, you took your hoodie off. You did that on purpose. Because you've been here for an hour. Yeah. It's been hot in the apartment for an hour.
Yeah.
It didn't just get hot in here just now.
Right.
Right. And what I just realized, the arrogance of Aaron Berg is he doesn't just like the way he looks without his shirt on. He likes the way that he looks taking his shirt off.
Yeah, yeah, no, I agree with that.
When he took his shirt off, fucking Shannon just deep-throated her vape, by the way.
Well, that's right, because Shannon likes a big, muscly dude.
Yeah.
But I think Aaron's going to be too short. And no offense, Aaron. I don't want to disrespect you,
right,
your height.
Yeah.
How tall are you?
5'6".
Yeah, it's not
but good. I'm lying. 5'5".
Oof.
Yeah.
You're such a fuck. You're a strong dude, too. And you're an attractive dude.
I helped a van move out of the snow yesterday. The guy's like, no, I need a shovel. I'm like, bro, get in the van. I'm going to push the van.
You just pushed it.
Yeah, and I pushed it. He's like, oh, thank you. Thanks, kid. He thought I was a kid because I look so short.
You're like a tiny, muscly kid. You remember Baby Hercules?
Yeah.
That's what, if I see Aaron walking from like 60 yards away, I think Baby Hercules is coming toward me.
Yeah.
Do you hate him?
Aaron Berg? I love Aaron Berg.
Yeah, we love each other.
We're good friends. We do a ball busting thing here, Liz.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Bust balls.
Look, here's the thing. Aaron, I would rather be in shape and 5'5 than 6'1 and the fat, blobby mess that I am.
You're 6'1?
Yeah.
Wow.
Look at you. Look how jealous he is.
If I was 6'1, I don't care about height. I would take hair over everything.
Would you really?
Oh, yeah. Over everything, no. I'd take hair. Yeah.
I wouldn't. Because
you don't need it.
You need hair. Believe me.
No, you know, I think you're a guy that looks good without any hair.
Sure. I look good, but I mean, I can't be a movie star. I can't do anything
Bruce
like that.
Bruce fucking Willis.
I was about to say, Bruce Willis.
He had hair when he became a star.
No, but I feel like Bruce Willis became Bruce Willis in terms of the iconic guy after he was older, bald, a little more mature.
What's the guy from House of Cards?
Kevin Spacey?
No, not Kevin Spacey, but the guy that was...
Oh, yeah, he played the guy that...
Yeah, now he's like taking off.
Himself.
Yeah, now he's like taking off and stuff like that. He's a sexy bald man.
Yeah, but he's a good actor.
Pull up hottest bald guy, Shannon. I bet there's a bunch of hot bald dudes out there. I'm a bald guy. I look better. Here's the thing. I had the nappiest fucking, like, seriously, I know there's some black in me down the line because my hair was so fucking nappy.
Mm-hmm.
It was disgusting. So I'm actually happy that my hair fell out eventually.
Yeah.
Okay. I posted a thing on Instagram when I had kind of long hair. And you could actually see like the ringlets and the nappiness. It was gross.
It was great.
So now
you keep just calling your hair gross.
It was good for a street dancer. It looked good. Like you had good street
dancer. You just didn't know what to do with your hair. It doesn't make it gross. It just makes you irresponsible.
It's not irresponsible. I didn't have good hair. You know when they talk about white people having good hair?
But that's like perpetuating a myth.
I had nappy, disgusting hair. This is a fact. I don't know what you want me to say. When you have to literally spend, you know, an hour to make it look good and I have to put fucking hair gel in it and all this shit, it was terrible. If I just left my hair, it was like puffy on one side and flat on the other. It was awful. So being bald now, I don't have any options. I can just shave it. I look as good as I've ever looked. I look better bald than I looked with hair.
Yeah.
Same thing for you, Aaron. There's no way you look good with hair.
All right.
There's no way. You can't make it better.
Do you want to hear the hot bald guys?
I want to hear some hot bald guys.
Can I just say I also prefer bald men?
See?
Yeah.
Jason's...
I can't fuck Shannon. I got a wife now.
Oh, I think you could. She wouldn't tell her.
Really?
Shannon, would you rat him out?
I wouldn't sleep with a married man.
Shut up,
what
Shannon.
What if I took my ring off?
Yeah. No. What if he lost it inside of you?
Oh, my God. Okay, so Jason Statham, hot.
Hot, yeah. All right.
Matt Damon. Oh, no, that doesn't count. It says in Elysium. L. Cool J. Pretty hot.
Mm.
Vin Diesel.
He also had that nappy hair when he had hair.
Yeah.
We had the same problem, me and LL. We have sexy lips and nappy hair.
I like that you licked your lips after you said LL Cool J. And then
I started thinking about it.
Mm. Oh, it's awful.
Yeah.
Welcome to Lip Sync Battle, everybody.
So who else, Shannon?
The Rock, obviously.
Yeah, exactly.
The Rock's a god, though.
Yeah,
amongst men.
Mr. Clean.
Yeah.
Mr.
Also,
King,
LL Cool J.
He's black now, Mr. Clean. You
I
know
thought
that.
Mr. Clean was always black.
No.
Shut the fuck up.
He was a white dude.
Shut the fuck up.
Mr.
Yeah.
Clean.
Mr. Clean was always a giant white guy.
Yeah.
But
now he's black.
Well, I know you hear the name, you assume white. But this, if you ever saw him in the commercials, he was fucking, he was black.
No.
No.
Mr. Look at all Clean the, was look at always all the white
until pull up this a 1980s year. Mr. Clean commercial, because I feel like that was a black guy.
Absolutely not.
No.
Yeah.
Always a white guy until this year. They did
I didn't even know they switched
at
over.
At the gym I was at, they had a thing saying, audition to be the new Mr. Clean. And my friend Nick Z was like, you should go do this. I'm like, I'm not going to do that. There's no... And then they went with a black dude just to give it. They gave him Moonlight and that. Moonlight and Mr. Clean they got this year.
That's crazy. I
don't
swear to
let Yamanika complain around you at all.
The few things we found out, because during Black History Month on Legion of Skanks, we ranked the top 10 black people of all time. And it came down to The Wire for the number 3 spot between...
The Wire won.
Yeah, The Wire was...
The Wire had all top 10. Came down to The Wire and nothing else.
But it was between Rosa Parks.
Yeah.
Aunt Jemima.
Yeah.
And Mrs. Butterworth.
Okay.
Butterworth, no race.
No.
Racially ambiguous. Always thought it was black.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mr. Clean as well. I really thought Mr. Clean and Aunt Jemima had a thing. I really thought they were like two slaves.
Yeah.
That they created fucking syrup and fucking they cleaned the floors. And yeah. They were like, wow, man, they're the best slaves ever. You know what? Not only are we going to free them, we're going to give them their own brands.
You're going to see in a second when we
You get your own brand commercial. And you get to sleep in the big house.
This is going to wake you up to a whole new world.
I want to see Mr. Clean because I always remembered him being a black guy when I was a kid. That's very interesting to me.
I think you must be thinking of Morgan Freeman in Shawshank Redemption.
I am thinking of Morgan it's a different Freeman. Thing. That's not Mr. Clean.
When he's sweeping the floor.
Yes, yeah. I get it now. Let's see. Nothing like the
smell of sunshine. Looks 70s.
Give me a fucking shirt. Yeah, if he was black, it would smell like cocoa butter. Not lemon.
Here he is. He's orange there.
Yeah.
Natives love drinking this.
Just cut to a scene of him fucking her over the kitchen counter.
They made it.
While her husband jerks off in the corner of the room. Mr. Clean just cucks wives.
What's sunshine fresh?
Yeah, what does sunshine smell like?
Yeah.
Cancer? I'm getting cancer in my nose.
Makes literally no sense. And you're supposed to be like, oh, my kitchen's sunshine fresh.
My kitchen smells like summer's eve.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Douche.
Wait, that's a douche. My kitchen smells like a dirty pussy. That's actually accurate. My kitchen does smell like a used summer's eve douche.
I have no idea what a douche smells like. I've never smelled a douche.
Neither have I.
Smell them. Have you used them?
No, they're not good for you.
Zach just smelled my armpit.
This show's on fire. This show's on fire already.
Fuck, that was funny, Zach.
That's great.
I really hate you, but that was fucking funny. Holy shit! Ah, what a great show we have planned. Let's get some plugs out of the way, Shannon. I never thought she was that hot, by the way. Mariah? Look, she always had that fucking Lori Grenier chin. That's from Shark Tank, if you guys aren't.
I got nothing.
I feel like everyone should know Shark Tank references as I drop them. Harry Potter and Shark Tank, my two favorite things that people would not expect me to enjoy.
I don't know either. Do I have to leave?
You know what? Aaron was becoming my guest that I didn't like, but Liz, the more I'm finding out about you. Liz, besides your album, Mind Over Melee, available March 28th, iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere else, what else do you want to plug here? Anything to plug?
I'm going to Europe all of April to tour.
Okay, good. I was like, just for vacation? That's not a plug, Liz. Yeah. Just bragging about things in your life?
No, I'm touring. I'm touring a bunch of countries in Europe.
That's amazing. We actually have a pretty big European following.
Cool. I'm going to be in Switzerland, in Norway, London, Glasgow, Poland. I have a one-nighter in Poland.
That's awesome.
Like
That's
you
awesome.
Do. Like you do. Yeah. I asked them, I was like, should I stay longer? Is Poland nice? And they were like, no.
No. Why would anybody stay?
I don't know. I thought I'd see something. I always try to see something.
Dead Jews. That's all Poland has. All
right. Well, now you're going to name the best thing there, Aaron.
Yeah, I should stay for a couple of days.
I guess if you're going to put it that way, stay.
Yeah, of course.
Aaron Berg.
Yeah.
Make
gonna
a baby.
Be doing some comedy all around.
What do you want to plug?
Gonna be doing. I'll be at the Laugh Shop in Calgary, Alberta, March 30th to April 1st. Come on out. We're gonna sell it out. It's my first time playing that comedy club. I used to work a different comedy club there, and now it's not doing that anymore. So
yeah,
the Laugh Shop. Very exciting.
Laugh Shop. Yes, it is, man. Go check out Aaron and Liz on the road, and let them know that you heard them on the Real Ass Podcast because we love the support and. Don't feel weird coming up to comics and saying you like them or if you recognize them for something. We are complete narcissists. All I want, if I'm on the subway, and especially if I'm with a chick, right?
Yeah.
If you know me, if you're a fan of mine, and I'm with a chick walking down the street or on the subway, and you don't come up to me and fucking worship me in front of that chick to make me look like the fucking man, you are not doing your job as a gomite.
But they don't even have to, all they have to do is be like, Lewis, man, I love you. I love everything you do.
Yes, I want them to get on the fucking ground and worship me. Remember in Coming to America?
Yeah.
Where the guy from Africa was working in Madison Square Garden and he saw him and he freaked out?
Yeah.
That's what I want. I want you to pretend that I'm an African prince.
I was on the N train and some guy yells.
Speaking of Africans.
Some guy yells to me, he goes, Malachala, Malachala! And I looked over because he knows ISIS faggot. And he's like,
that's hilarious.
And so he yells it on a busy train. And everyone's like, freaking what the fuck is going on? And he goes, come on, give me one, I love pussy in the back of a man. And I was like, I love pussy in the back of a man.
That's
and
hilarious.
Okay.
So
it was
funny.
Great.
Yeah, I don't know if that was, I don't think you want that around other people.
Yeah.
No, it's great.
On the N train you do.
Yeah. The great podcast as well, In Hot Water, Aaron Berg and Gina Bisconti on the Compound Media Network. That is a great show. I had so much fun doing that show, dude. I came out as ISIS Faggot's father.
Yeah.
So funny.
It was brilliant.
People so funny. Loved it. Yeah. Zach Amico.
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny, April 8th. I'm going to be at Laugh It Up Mahoney's in Poughkeepsie.
Yeah. Love Laugh It Up.
Yeah, bitch. Poughkeepsie all day. Got a lot of stuff happening right now, guys. Obviously, check out my brand new podcast, Believe You Me, featuring myself and UFC middleweight champion Michael Bisping, available right here on the Gas Digital Network. Episode 2 just dropped. Lots of amazing feedback. I love Bisping. He's a fucking hilarious, just real dude. If you want to hear inside MMA commentary and the from the horse's mouth insight onto his training camp as he defends his belt against George St. Pierre, which is going to be sometime this summer, make sure you guys go subscribe on iTunes, Believe You Me podcast with myself and Michael Bisping. Also, got a lot of dates coming up. March 30th, Nick's Comedy Stop, co-headlining with Dave Smith, special guest Tim Dillon. Grab your tickets at nickscomedystop.com. It's going to be fucking sick, dude. I know it's a Thursday night. It's going to be packed. It's going to be retarded. I think we're doing a live podcast in a dude's basement afterwards. So we're figuring out the details on that still. So if you guys are coming to the show, here's what I'll tell you. If you come to the stand-up show, I'll get you fucking free tickets for this podcast. All right? It'll be free. So we're going to give you details on that as it happens. It's going to be at a dude's place. There will be sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
You're going to get them free tickets to a man's basement?
Yeah. Well, we're going to charge other people.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to make that dude who owns a house bounce his own fucking house.
Yeah.
Also, I'm going to be April 20th or 22nd at Moon Tower. Lots of stand-up shows. Also, Legion of Skanks podcast. Going to be doing a Comedy 101 with Bennington as well. Then I'll be in Los Angeles May 22nd through 27th. So if you got some shows or podcasts that you want me to do out there, I will be available for those. I know I'm doing... Oh, I can't announce that. It's not Rogan. Everyone's going, "Who's Rogan?" No, it's not Rogan. I know I'm doing a bunch of stuff. So probably Joey Diaz podcast. Obviously judging the roast battle. Or I won't be judging because we're bringing a bunch of guys from New York out. All right, Jenny, you can cut the music. Bringing a bunch of guys from New York.
Zach's going
out with us too, yeah.
Are you roasting there?
Hopefully.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you could say you're doing it. Zach's definitely going. We don't have the matchups yet, but we know Zach's going.
This is New York again.
Yeah, and we're bringing it out to fucking LA. We're going to their home turf.
Yeah, the next time they come, I want to do
Comedy Store.
I want to go against somebody.
Oh, 100%, dude.
Yeah. So who else is going? Do you know who else is going yet? Or you can't
Eli's
going
to defend his title, and we have one more.
Against who? Who are they going to put up against him?
We're having issues right now with who they want to put up for the title.
I didn't think that Hooper guy was the best of those guys. I thought one of the fatties was a better one.
Yeah.
Keith Carey fatty.
Keith
that,
is great,
that dude.
That
likes dick and puss.
Yeah.
You can't... How are you going to battle that?
That's Zach. Honestly, Zach.
Yeah,
he's the
LA
West Coast
Zach.
He's the West Coast Zach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those buys.
Which is funny if you see him.
Nail down those buys.
He really is slightly better looking than Zach, too. He's a better looking... Yeah,
it's a Mario Wario situation.
Yeah, but both of their mouths are both horrific. Like, you get near one of their mouths, you're like, oh.
It's
but I haven't smelt Zach, but yeah, Keith has like, there's rotten teeth and like he smokes like 3 decks a day.
Yeah.
He needs something in his mouth all the time.
Yeah, it's not good.
Dick,
it's
you
not
don't
good.
Know what it is.
We're going to go out there, LA. Look out for us the last week of May. All right, let's get into some shit here. All right, first of all, I played that song specifically because it was the number one song in 2005.
What was the name of it?
Mariah Carey, Something Belong Together.
We belong together. Yep.
Damn, I could have guessed that. I could have used my powers of deduction and just guessed we.
Yeah.
Something belongs together.
But you didn't want to really know it.
Yeah. Yeah. But I did know it. 2005, the year that Donald Trump's tax info was released.
Yeah.
Why 2005? Why?
I don't know. That's the one she could get her fucking hands on.
She was fucking outside of Trump Tower, rooting through the trash. That's all she found.
But yeah. A part of me is like,
look, look, sir, sir, get out of the garbage.
Buddy, but, get the fuck out of here. What are you doing, pal?
Yo, buddy, bro. Pal. Yo, bro, him. Get out of the trash. Yo, my man.
Hold on, I'm working.
Yo, how's it hanging, bro? Yo, bro, you can't be trying
to. Dude. Guy. Get out of the trash heap.
Move it along, champ.
All right, come on, Tiger. Get out of there.
Hey, chief.
Boss. Yo, boss. Out of the trash.
Do you know this used to be hot?
Rachel Maddow?
Yeah.
That's what some people say.
Pull up the hot picture of Rachel Maddow. Look, here's the thing. She's actually probably attractive. If you're into fucking, like, lesbian-y, duty-looking chicks,
yeah.
She's hot. She's pretty. She's got an attractive face, but she does that to herself, which, I mean, are there women? See, that's hot Rachel Maddow.
No.
Yeah, it is.
She looks like Westchester.
Yeah, she doesn't look that good there.
No, it's better than fucking.
I mean, here she's pretty. That's Tina.
It's better than it's better than Clark Kent, Rachel Maddow.
Tina Fey's a good looking lady.
I don't think she's unattractive now.
Rachel Maddow. Yeah,
I just said that. I don't think she's unattractive, but that has to be your thing.
That's a dude. Like, it looks like a dude.
You got to be into a chick that looks like a dude.
If you like a nice Peter Pan type of bitch, yeah. That works.
This looks like Chris Gethard before he puts his face on. You know what I mean? Like, it's that kind of. Is she a lesbian or she likes guys?
Yeah, really, dude?
Well, for sure a lesbian?
Yes, 100%. Are you crazy?
Does she have a lover or she keeps it on the down low?
Look it up. I bet she's got a lover. I bet her lover's hot, too.
You think
she's a TV lesbian. Like, Ellen used to get hot puss. Like, there's no way two fucking chicks that look like that are getting together.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. She took, like, a Drea De Matteo kind of chick, right?
Drea De Matteo.
She was in Sopranos. She was the blonde.
That's her... What?
Ah, Jesus! What the fucking
Liz Mealy's mom is kidding her.
Zach with a wig.
Oh, not good.
Susan McCoola.
My mind blonde.
Rachel Maddow / partner. All right, so that theory's out the window.
Hey, you know what? Good for them.
Yeah, good for them.
Good for them.
Looks aren't everything.
Really, to be honest with you, it means that they're good people.
Yeah,
that's all it means is that Rachel Maddow is legitimately a good person. Because I'm going to tell you right now, as soon as I get famous, fatties are out the window. They're not getting any of it ever. I'm done with them.
Why?
Why? Because I don't need to.
Come on. You're going to fall in love with somebody and their looks won't matter.
That's not true. I feel like I can't fall in love with somebody without being physically attracted to them. Is that possible, Liz? Do women feel that way?
Yeah. I can show you half the people I dated.
So you can fall in love with a guy that you're not attracted to physically?
There has to be something I'm physically attracted to, but I've flat out been told by people that they're like, really? That's who you went with.
Can you write down a couple names that I can, because I don't want to say who they are. I want to look them up and I want to see if they are of your attractiveness. Because Liz, you are a very attractive girl, okay? I don't say this in like life because I feel like that's sexual harassment. But if I do it with cameras and microphones, then I feel like, look, everyone, we're all safe here. I'm not doing it in a creepy way. You're a very attractive girl.
I've committed rapes.
It's okay when there's a camera and a microphone, right? No, that's the opposite of okay. Whoopsie daisy.
Boy, do I have egg on my face. Moving on.
Listen to me.
Let me ask you this. Have you seen Liz on stage and been like, if I was single and Liz was single, I would date her? Have you thought that?
Me, no, because Liz isn't the type of girl that... Here's my thing. I know myself.
Because you've probably heard my act.
No, that's not true. I think you're very funny. And also...
And Lewis doesn't date funny female comedians.
That's... Throwing heat. Zach and Miko. No, Liz, here's the thing for me, right? It's a defense mechanism that I have. I know the type of women that are attracted to me.
Yeah.
And I don't allow myself to get attracted to a woman that wouldn't be attracted to me.
Okay.
I'm pretty similar. I think most people are like that. I know.
Yeah, maybe that's a human thing.
I know what I can catch.
Yeah.
It's not, but not could, because look, I've been with some fucking hot chicks, Liz. Let's not fucking go crazy here.
Yeah.
I've thrown it down with some smoking hot chicks. It's just, it's a type. Like, you're a nice girl. Like, you're into running and fucking, like, you know, not being hit.
Yeah.
Your family loves you.
Yeah.
I want to go that far. I am a comic.
So, but I think, you know, I think that, like, I would see Liz and it's like, there's no way, you know? But, like, yes, Liz is the type of girl that in my opinion, should be with an attractive guy. So I want to know, can you please write down a few names? I won't say it on the show. I just want to see, because you've dated comics, right?
I have.
Please, give me a few names.
There's no way in hell.
Why?
Because it's none of your business.
I'm not going to say it on the show.
It doesn't matter. There's a reason that, like, nobody knows who I date. All right,
I bet I could guess some.
Let's guess some.
Okay, I want to write.
No, say the names. Fucking say it. If you're guessing, who gives a shit?
But then we have to, if she says yes or no, then.
Well, we could judge by the reaction on her
okay,
face.
Okay, here's, I feel like you would date clean comics. Am I right?
No. There's no clean comics. There's like three of them. She dated Brian Regan.
Really?
Yeah,
I feel like maybe John Fish. Did you ever date John Fish?
No.
Dating a fucking old man, Aaron.
Really?
You crazy?
Well, first of all, you're going like wrong everything.
Wrong everything. Okay, so you.
You don't? No. Hold on. Time out. I do. Liz dates black guys. That's right. I know this.
I've dated a bunch of Jewish guys. The guy I'm dating right now is Jewish.
Aaron Glazer.
Jamie Kilstein. Who else?
Yeah, she's dating now as Jew. But are they, okay, so the black comics, but are they like lower level black comics or higher?
I will tell you this. I have dated a spectrum of age, race, and abilities.
Dave Chappelle.
Like all over the place.
Yeah. No, we're not going to be able to do that. But I think I actually do know somebody you've dated. I won't say it though. No, yeah, that's right. Liz dates black guys. I remember this now.
Blacks and Jews.
Which is always very...
Pretty exclusively, blacks and Jews.
Good choices.
And you're not a Jew, you're Italian.
I'm Italian, yeah, technically.
And does your family have a problem with you dating either blacks or Jews, or both?
No. Really? I've brought them all home.
Really?
They just have a problem with me being 31 and just continually bringing home different people.
Lisa, why are you always a slut around?
Well, my sister has been with the same guy for 4 years, and my older sister dated one guy before her husband has been with her husband for like 15.
Lizzie brought another black. I gotta hide the pocketbook. A Jew's here. Break of the matzahs.
I don't know why they're from the old country. They're from New Jersey.
You also turned into fucking...
like Mario. I don't know why my dad is Mario.
Jew's here.
It's me. Elizabeth's father. Eat the spaghetti and a little meatball.
I have to say that about my parents have been pretty open to me both being a comic and just bringing just about anybody
That's
home.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, no, I think the money, me not having money is what they're most upset
You know what
about.
That is? You know what it is? Your parents' parents love them. That's all that is.
I don't know what that is. I feel like in some ways it's. I think my dad feels like as long as I'm not going to end up in a ditch, he's fine.
Yeah. I'm going to keep on dating these black guys.
I think money's a thing. I started making money, my parents were happy.
Yeah. No, it's like me making money. And then even my mom, who's like not one to ever ask who I'm dating, is always like, does he have a job? I'll be like, yeah, mom. She's like, okay. Right. Like, that's the only question she asks.
It's such a weird thing because we are, you know, I'm 34, you're 31. Aaron, we won't get into
old
it.
Old as shit.
He's actually 55, the same as his height.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Five.
It stays that way.
And exactly, 26, 27?
29.
Ugh.
Whatever you are. But I almost feel like the responsibility, especially as a comedian, you know, we all kind of act like 10 years younger than we really are. But just in general, our generation or younger people today, everything we do later, like everyone's moving out of their house later, everyone's purchasing homes later, having kids later, everything in life is done later. But for some reason, everything from the drinking age we vote, the age we go to war, age you get a tattoo, it's been the same for the past fucking 50 years or whatever it is, right? None of that has changed. Everything should be pushed back, okay? No, everybody, today's generation, you're not really an adult until I think you're like 28. That's like the age now. It's like 10 years fucking later.
Wow.
So why are we letting these children, 21, a 21-year-old is fucking like a child, make any important decisions?
I completely agree.
It's craziness.
Why? What prompted this change?
I
looked at my Lou Dog tattoo that I got when I was 18.
I also think college is wasted on the youth. I wish I went to college. I didn't really want to go, but I wish I went when I was like 25.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Because if you're going to spend all that money, you should fucking really want to be doing it.
You should be into learning. Like, that's actually a really, really great point. I look at somebody like Dave Smith, who was a fuck-up in college, right? But now he's so into educating himself on these different, like, political and social issues, and he's really, really into it. So, yeah, if he was in an institution now and were to spend the money now, would get so much out of it.
Yeah, and you would also know what you want, and you would also be able to listen to teachers and be like, that's fucking bullshit.
But let me ask you this, or would they, because colleges have changed so much, and they're like these hotbeds for PC activity, are they really challenging thought now?
Well, it depends on where you go. I mean, I think if you're just going to a college because somebody told you to go to college, like that's what I did. I went to college because that was the only way to get my dad off my back. I didn't want to go. I was doing stand-up when I was 16. Like, I just wanted to tell jokes, and it was a way to get to the city.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
like, when I was 25, I was like, man, I wish I went for screenwriting. Like, everything that I do now, I had to learn from a book and learn in my
it's
own
It's a very
mind.
Good point. Yeah, I mean, like, edit whatever it is, editing, directing. Yeah. Like, I'm doing other shit now in my career that...
And you have to self-teach yourself because you don't have any money because you wasted on whatever.
But I will say, to be honest with you, I feel like today... Without a doubt, I've learned more through YouTube tutorials than anything that I learned in college by leaps and bounds.
Oh, yeah,
sorry. Sorry, Shannon. I got to fix that for you. By far. So for me, like my kid, you know, and Aaron, your chick's pregnant now, right? You're about to have a kid as well. When does your album drop, Aaron?
I don't have another album yet.
Well, that's where I'm calling your kid.
My album? Yeah, call it album?
Yeah.
September 14th.
September 14th. Oh, shit.
Yeah, my birthday to 15th.
Do we know if it's a boy or a girl? No, not yet.
My
right?
anniversary to 18th. No, we don't know if it's a boy or a
girl. Are you going to find out?
They were like, oh, we know it's a boy or a girl. Do you want to know? And she said, no, we don't want to find out on the phone. We're going to go find out in person, I think.
Okay, so they're going to do the thing. Are you going to do that?
Jesus, something's wrong with that camera. I look all swollen.
You look shorter than Liz Mila.
Yeah. Hello, Liv.
Can we get
Liv,
Aaron
help
some,
me down here.
Can we get Aaron some phone books to sit on, please?
Can I get an apple crate?
No, so yeah, that's the thing too. Like for me, now that we're like putting money away for my son and thinking about the future, I don't really want my fucking kid to go to college, to be honest with you. I don't really think it's a worthwhile experience for young people today. The only way that I will encourage my kid to go to college is if he ends up being really into education and really into to learning and really into a very specific thing. And he comes to me and says, hey, I'm really passionate about going to school. I want to learn this thing. I want to be a doctor or a lawyer or whatever it is. Then, of course. But if my son isn't showing some sort of like real inclination toward, you know, being studious and educating himself that way, I think it's a complete waste.
Oh, it's 100% a waste of time. And it financially cripples you your entire life, especially if I have friends that are like veterinarians and doctors that are financially crippled.
Yeah.
Which is like the whole point of it is you spend all this money, you get a job, and you're able to get out of if anybody.
Imagine they were physically crippled.
Yeah.
Your fucking vet comes out with a fucking.
Yeah.
It's like, please, like, were you going to put my dog to sleep?
Yeah, you're not very good
just keep
at this.
On stabbing him in different areas with the syringe.
Are you pushing James to do sports?
I'm not pushing him to do anything, right? What I've learned, you know, I think a lot of dads kind of have like, well, you're going to fucking do this. You're going to do it this way. There's never that approach with anything with him, whether it's, you know, learning to use the potty or you know.
You should force him to use the potty.
Well, no, I mean, but it's not by force. It's about, it's a conversation. It's about not saying it's my way or no way. I practice what almost like an alternative version of peaceful parenting. So I don't yell. I don't use force. I don't hit him. He's never been spanked ever. But we have a conversation, and I think that that's a really important tool for him to learn how to use his words in order to communicate what he wants and what he doesn't want to get out of people. I'm a fucking angry asshole. I was a kid who was always fucking ready to fight people, and I don't want my kid to deal with that same type of shit, you know?
Does he ever see you angry?
Not that often. Not really. Not since me and his mother moved out and we're not together. That was one of the reasons we had to move out. We were fighting too often, and it was starting to become a thing where it would spill over where he would see us.
My wife thinks it's okay to fight in front of a kid, and I told her it's not.
Really?
Yeah, I'm right.
Well, that's because you hit her in the head too many times. She's retarded now.
Never hit her.
Yeah.
But the point is, I think you should be able to talk, but I don't think you should be like yelling at each other and freaking out. My parents did that once, and I remember my dad threw a chair, and it went through like the glass door, and I still have like a memory of that.
Like, yeah, I mean,
Aaron's dad is Steve Wilkos.
But I don't use force. So, like, for example, like I want him to learn MMA, and we practice boxing, you know, almost every day for at least 10, 15 minutes. We'll put the boxing gloves on and we'll mess around. It's a game for him. I make it fun. And I make it a game. And I think you have to do those things. And I think when you're forcing your kids to do things, you're kind of like you embed it in them to hate it. You're embedding this type of what do they call it? Rebelliousness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there needs to be some discipline. They can't just do whatever they want, whatever they want.
No,
you know
not
what I mean?
All.
Because
there,
in life,
there is discipline.
Yeah, because in life, not everything is fun. Like those are like those people. Like those, I have friends like that. They were like, "Well, I didn't do it because I didn't want to do it." And you're like, "All right, well, you do have to pay your taxes, and you do need to show up at work,
of
and
course.
You do need to pay your bills. Like there are things that you do have to do that aren't fun."
But I think people confuse yelling or enforcing rules as discipline. My son, here's what we do, right? And I hate to be fucking preachy, but I believe that I think people need to fucking raise their kids the right way. I really feel like people need to stop yelling at their kids and hitting their kids.
Right. Yeah, I
feel
like that.
It's a really important thing, and I think that's why we're so obsessed with violence in this country, is we're hitting our kids as young as 1 year old, and the vast majority of people are doing this. It's the norm. It's craziness, right? I work with my kid through love, right? So my kid, you know, this is, and I apologize for repeating myself because I know I told this story on one of the shows, but, you know, he was potty training and, you know, he's pooping in the potty now, but it's been like a real process because he's scared of it and it becomes a whole thing. And it was just such a poignant moment for like my relationship and almost like justifying the way that I parent, because I remember his stomach was really hurting. He wouldn't poop on the potty. And I was really upset. I was just legitimately upset that he was in pain, and he saw me and he was like, "Dad, what's wrong?" He was like, "Why are you upset?" And I was like, "Well, James, I'm upset because you're in pain right now. You're not pooping on the potty." And he was like, "Okay, I'll try." And it was this moment where you go like, he wants to make me happy. That's the thing you need to do with kids. You need to instill something into your kids where they want the love you show them and the happiness you show them. They want that and they crave that. So when I'm not happy, my son strives for that.
I just find love and shit as a comparison just beautiful.
Oh, all right, good. I thought you were going to say, "You're a fucking idiot. You need to punch that little faggot in his face and sit him on the toilet now."
No, yep. I've never said any of those.
Punch
words.
Him in the tummy till he shits. Two birds, one stone.
I just think it's weird that every time he takes a shit, he's going to think of you.
Yeah, that's true as well, yeah. But yeah, look, you know, not to get preachy, but I feel like people should look. If you haven't explored peaceful parenting, a friend of mine, I just told this, I was just having a conversation with him because he was like, "Oh, my wife spanked our kid." And they don't do it all the time. And I was like, "Oh, you should read this thing." And he got very offended. And people get very offended when you bring this up because it feels like you're attacking their parenting. But I think people should really look into educating themselves and do the research on what it fucking means and what you're doing to your kid. Even just smacking them on the hand, the type of thing that's teaching them. I think it's important.
I'm not going to smack my kids. Do you know why? Last week at 86th Street, on the Q train, there was an elderly lady, and this mother and her son tried to go in the elevator while people were coming out, and the elderly lady was like, "Can you teach your child not to come in until the..." She's like, "What the fuck you say?"
Is Cosby?
She started beating the shit out of her with the kid
lady?
Watching. Yeah.
No.
The mother, and then grabbed the old lady's cane, beat her with the cane.
And
the
kid's
just standing there watching. Wow. I wasn't there. I would have jumped her. I stopped.
Where'd you see this? Was on
I
the
stopped a domestic at Queens Plaza like 2 years ago. I stopped it. A guy fucking slammed this woman in the face while she's holding the baby, and he's yelling at her.
Why?
Yeah.
Wow.
She didn't listen.
Socioeconomic purposes, I guess. Yeah, he hit her. She's like, "I said no." It just whapped right across the head, and you saw it like blowed up. Then me and a Muslim dude stopped it until the police came. Like
a Jew and a Muslim? No way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was this a commercial for...
No, I tell the story on stage where the guy's like, "My friend, you cannot hit a woman." And I was like, "That's so brave of a Muslim dude to say, because that's not what he believes."
Oh, yeah. "My friend, you cannot hit a woman in public."
Wink, wink. Yeah. Wink, wink.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking crazy. All right. Let's get into... 2005. That's the thing about Trump's tax return, right? And I don't really care about fucking any of this, right? No. First of all, let me tell you something. Okay, everyone's giving Trump shit for not paying his taxes, okay? Or I guess he did. He paid, 25% or whatever.
$38 million on $150 million income.
Which is great. Sure, whatever. I don't care if he doesn't pay his taxes. If Trump was able to finagle the system and pay $0 in taxes, okay, and he does it legally, and whether it's because of write-offs, it's because of deductions, whatever it is, right? I don't give a fuck. In fact, if he doesn't take advantage of that, in my opinion, he is a fucking moron.
Right.
If you came to me right now and said, "Oh yeah, I'm not deducting anything as a comedian. I'm just going to TurboTax and doing it and saying fuck it," I'd go, "Liz, you're an idiot. You need to go see a fucking accountant because you are wasting an insane amount of money, and it's a stupid move."
No, I get that. I understand being smart about it, but you do want him to pay his. You want everybody to pay their taxes because it affects you. It affects your son's education. It affects the ability to have roads. It affects you. It affects everything.
No, but here's the thing. I'm not saying if he doesn't pay his taxes, if he's able to work it to where he doesn't have to pay taxes through deductions or whatever, and it's legal and it's on the up and up, I don't have a problem with him not actually paying taxes.
Yeah, but the problem is that
$38 million is a drop in the bucket. I mean, it sounds like a lot, but let me explain to you something. That is nothing compared with the amount of money that is being wasted. If people are furious about that $38 million not being paid every year, think about the amount of money that's wasted by our government and all of the bullshit programs and all of the bullshit red tape and jobs that don't need to exist or the wars that we're funding.
But he's also somebody that is wants to make even more tax reduction for richer people, and he wants to continue to put us into wars and affect our economy.
I agree with that.
Like, so it's like you say, you're telling me that he's somebody that can both the top and the bottom do whatever he wants. It's like that's the problem. You know what I mean? Like you look at the just the numbers and you think, oh, well, whatever he does is whatever he does. But that's negating the basic fact of he's trying to make it so rich people pay even less taxes and that he wastes
A very simplified way to look at it, which is, and by the way, I grew up as a liberal. I grew up in New York as a brown person. My mom was a super fucking liberal. I don't see things on one side or the other. I look at both of these things as actually two separate issues because I don't believe that we should be involved in a war. But I do line up a little bit more on the conservative side when it comes to, you know, fiscal issues and business issues, right?
I get it. My dad's a fiscal Republican.
Yeah.
He voted for Hillary because he didn't want to set the world on fire.
Of course.
But it would have financially fucked him.
I would have voted for Hillary as well for the same reason. But as a business owner, you know, I kind of believe that business owners should receive tax breaks. Mm-hmm. I believe that business owners are injecting money into an economy. They're creating jobs. I'm a business owner that, believe me, we are just getting by. And we have a lot of employees and a lot of people that depend on us. We put out a ton of content. So for me personally, I go, well, no. I mean, really, should it be just some... Look, my mom grew up on welfare. Why should we create a program so my mom can sit in bed and fucking take OxyContin or whatever the fuck she was taking and smoke cigarettes all day? Whereas me and Ralph are a business owner and we're struggling. And if we end up being taxed any more than we are right now, it might make it so our business isn't profitable.
Right.
You know, so it's like, in what world is, you know, and I understand that there's arguments on both sides, but it's not as simple as, oh, well, he wants to make it so that rich people pay less in taxes.
This is going to sound asshole-ish, but I'm an immigrant, and part of the reason that some immigrants move to America
is
because of the somewhat antiquated notion, but of American exceptionalism, where people believe in American capitalism and believe that you should try to get as rich as possible. You should try to attain as much wealth as possible because that helps other people. You employ other people. You make work. And do I think that rich people should get tax breaks? Yes, I do. Yeah. I agree.
Just rich people.
Well, you should get more breaks. If you're working harder and you're making work for other people and you're creating work, you should get tax breaks.
It's really business owners that I'm talking about. Your tax bracket. It has nothing to do with if you're rich, you should receive more tax. I feel like if you own a business, you should be paying. I feel like it should be tax exempt for the first few years. I feel like you shouldn't have to pay taxes. Then we should be encouraging businesses to be open
to grow. Because all of them go out of business within a year.
Wesley Snipes did that with his business.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, they do that in like if you go to a lot of South American countries, if you're American, they'll let you be tax free for the first 5-10 years because they know American ingenuity is really strong. We'll come down, we'll crush it, we'll create this big crazy Cabo Wabo type fucking bar. All the tourists will fucking go there and we'll inject a ton of money into their economy. So
we need to be smarter about it. I completely agree.
Yeah.
But everything just seems to get more simplified as you kind of push it forward. When I just feel like if you're making a lot of money, you should still be giving a fair amount of money. So it's the same idea that like...
But that's the thing when you're talking about businesses, making a lot of money is a lot different. So if you look at, if you look at what we gross take in and then you look at what we are actually net profiting, is a much bigger, it's a huge, huge difference.
Of course.
And then on top of that, I mean, you know, you're talking about investing even the profit back into the business, right?
Absolutely.
So if you want to expand your business and you want to hire a bookkeeper, it becomes a thing, well, I can't do that. I legitimately, literally cannot expand my business because I wouldn't have the ability to do that, right? But here's the thing. I don't even want to get too fucking political because this is not a political show. We don't do this, right? I'm really talking about 2005, right? This is the thing, okay? 2005 was 12 years ago, okay? Who gives a shit what happened back then? In the past 12 years, so much more shit could have happened. We're all different people from 12 years ago. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's why I had to play the Mariah Carey song. Shannon, do me a favor. Let's go back in time for a minute. Okay. We're back in 2005. We're all our old selves. I'm 22-year-old Luis J. Gomez.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm fucking just.
Back streets back.
Is that
all
the
right.
song? No. What's that was the most popular song that year, Shannon?
No, the most popular one was what I played for the entire year.
What else was
shitty
popular?
Year.
So it was Snoop Dogg featuring Pharrell, Drop It Like It's Hot.
All right, put that on right now. I'd love to hear that right now.
When Lewis at the mall Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's
That's
hot.
That's not how the song goes at all.
The Rockaways. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Yeah. Actually, let just me and Aaron do it. Fuck this song.
When the hit did it hit. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's... 2005 was magical, man.
I put it on. I want to hear it now.
Yeah, let's hear it.
2005. Aaron Burke, where were you at 2005?
This was 12 years ago. I would have been 34. 2005. Oh, man. I just took my one-man show to San Francisco. Debuted it to rave reviews. I was dating Lauren Ash. Lauren is now one of the stars of NBC's Superstore. She's a very funny girl. You know,
here she
her
is.
Butt used to smell.
Lauren Ash.
When we would do doggy, her butt smelled very bad. She didn't know how to clean her butt fully.
Not that attractive to her.
No, she's not that attractive. She's very funny and very wealthy now. We lived in Queens Key, and I was doing stand-up. I think I maybe just started featuring at that point in time, and wasn't going that well. And,
well, you were a 42-year-old feature. It was crazy.
Does anyone want to pay me $100 for a weekend? And
I can drive. If anybody needs an opener, I have a car.
And then when I broke up with her, I met a girl who was a waitress at Betty's, and we did asshole play.
Okay. You love the ass stuff, Aaron.
I used to. Not anymore. Now that I'm married, we just giggle about it.
Yeah. Liz, where were you at in 2005? This 12 years ago. Were you doing stand-up yet?
Yeah, I started when I was 16. So
I did read that in your bio, but I didn't know how old you were, so I guess that makes sense now. So you've been doing comedy for 15 years now. So you were 3 years in comedy.
Yeah, actually, when I was 20, things were actually going pretty well.
Dating Jermaine Fowler, probably, or somebody?
No. I was dating no one.
She was dating the Lucas Brothers.
They didn't exist yet.
dating Eddie Murphy.
No, I was in college. I was actually passed at most of the clubs, less so now.
I was like, wait a minute, what? They unpassed you? Impossible.
That is true. I was passed at the Comic Strip, Gotham, Caroline's, and Stand Up New York. And I was starting to mostly the city, and I had no boyfriend. I hadn't had sex in a while. I had no interest in it. I was super depressed.
Yeah.
And I just did shows every night.
Is this right before you went into your cat phase?
Oh, I was always, my cat phase is always, my parents are veterinarians.
Okay, that's true.
My whole life is a cat phase.
Yeah, that's right.
I did write a lot of cat jokes because I didn't leave the house because I was super depressed.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
It wasn't a good year, guys.
Zach and Mika, where were you in 2005? 2005. 2005.
Senior in high school.
Senior in high school. Zach Amico, just fucking Jack Diesel, captain of the football team,
locked in a locker going, I'm not a fag, I'm not a fag.
I was in this gym in 2005. That was my good year when I wrestled.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Pro wrestling. It was crazy.
Did you win?
Well, I did all right.
2005. That's where was I? I just stopped selling mushrooms.
Yeah.
To I guess it was right around the time where I started my business. Yeah, I started Poster Dog.
Poster Dog.
Poster Dog. Maybe a year before I started it.
Then went on to bring in a great comedic talent to this country.
And he didn't thank me in his book, even though I worked hard to get him in this country.
Come on. Martin did most of the hard work.
She is just surprised that you could write a book. That was that book. It had nothing to do with the
book.
Thanks, Shannon. Shannon, where were you in 2005? I don't even know how old Shannon is.
We're about the same age. I was 23. I'm 34.
In a bed of wieners.
I had just come out of a relationship and was moving out of my boyfriend's apartment back into my parents' house.
Did he break up with you because you didn't have boobs yet?
No, I broke up with him because he was physically violent.
Because you didn't have boobs yet?
No, I did have boobs. I had
just punch you in your chest? Shut up, bro.
No, I had boobs.
Every time he came home, he just fucking...
He was hoping they would swell up.
Go toss some ice on those. Daddy's going to wait here. Where are you going to move? Back with your parents? Why are you doing this, babe? Come on. I got you this push-up bra. So then what?
So you had your boobs.
I had my boobs, yeah.
What age did you get your boobs
again? When I was 20.
20. Yeah.
Her dad bought her boobs.
Yes.
Really?
It's true.
I'm going to shake that man's hand.
Shannon, Jesus. So you moved back home.
Yeah, I was a full-time bartender. That's really it.
Where were you attending bar? Staten Island?
No, in the city.
It's called Flat Cats. the only bar in New York City where every waitress has to be flat chested. Yeah.
Slinging suds at itty bitties.
Skeeter Jacksons. Shit. Tic Tac Tuesdays.
Shit.
Down at washboards.
I know we're all making boob jokes, but I just realized, didn't Trump say he makes billions of dollars?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He clearly only made $150 million, which is like really far.
Well, that was a year. Hold on. If he only made $150 million that year, I mean, that's still fucking great. Mm-hmm. That's like 15% of a billion. You can be a billionaire. He never said that he makes billions of dollars per year. He's a billionaire. He all of his property assets, when it all comes down to it, his net worth, everything is worth billions of dollars.
And sometimes people are billionaires, and then like with the stock market, it can change so much. Like Vince McMahon is a billionaire sometimes, and sometimes he's not even close.
Yeah.
Me too.
Day to day, depending on how the wind blows. No. You can, like, my net worth. If you really think about it, your net worth, everything.
Yeah.
I don't have any assets. I remember subletting my apartment and being like, oh, I should hide my valuables. Yeah. And then 5 seconds later being like, oh, I don't have any valuables.
Yeah. If you can leave a stranger in your home.
And not worry.
For like a day and be like, what are they going to take?
Yeah.
I had a safe for the longest with nothing in it. And I was just moving this heavy safe around in my life. I was like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
What am I waiting for? Okay. Like, I was at an age where I was I need a safe. I'm not going to get a bank account. The government's going to take my money. My mom made me, like, really paranoid about not having a bank account. She was fucking crazy. When my mom died, the government called me, and they were like, yeah, you know, we owe you money from, like, Social Security or some shit from my mom. And I was like, no, I don't want it. Click. And then I wouldn't answer my phone. And I think they owe me money still. Yeah. I think I'm entitled to some sort of money.
Yeah, you should.
I don't know how it works.
You actually, there.
Anybody who can get the money from me, here's what I'll tell you. Fans, go my, it's a new challenge. If you could represent me in getting me some sort of money from either of my parents' deaths.
Did you grow up in New York?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's actually, I can send you a link right now where you can get on.
You should wait until I offer what I was about to offer.
Is it something I don't want?
Let her finish
10%. No, I'm going to, what do you mean something you don't want? I'm going to finger you in your sleep. If you get me the information, I'm going to pay you.
Never mind about these links.
Yeah. 10%. If you can get me.
What if I just wanted to help a friend? I don't need to be bribed.
No, I don't like people doing favors for me. I like
It's not a favor. It's just being a good person.
Then I'm in debt to you. Aaron, while you're in there, I don't know if you're dealing with any swamp ass right now because it's a little bit warm. We have Tushy, which is not a sponsor for this show, but it's a sponsor for Legion of Skanks. Yeah. Just sit on it and wipe your ass a little bit. Just turn the dial. Spread your ass cheek, turn the dial.
Even if I don't have to wipe my ass?
Dude, let me tell you something. We always got to wipe our ass a little bit.
I don't.
Would you eat food off your asshole right now?
I don't know if he's going to answer that question.
Everyone's asshole is always a little bit dirty. Am I right?
No, not if you clean properly.
No, I mean, you clean properly, but you're just dealing with life. It's a sweaty crevice, like a belly button.
I mean, I wouldn't eat off anybody's ass at any time, even if they got
you
out of the shower.
You wouldn't eat a dude's ass?
No, I'm not into it.
You're a prude.
Am I a prude or a I just bit. Don't like ass?
Nobody likes ass. Well, that's not true. I like ass. I do. If I lose my erection, let me not. I get into it.
I'm serious about that link, though.
I would love that link. Yeah. I would love to see the money that I could get from my parents'
death. They say there's $14.5 billion that are unclaimed. Thank you.
Yeah.
In New York City alone, and I was with my boy Toy. It's just a running joke. The guy that I'm seeing.
Yeah.
he grew up in Albany, so he found that he was owed a bunch of money.
How much?
I think it was like $1,500.
What?
Yeah, like it was something like that he'd been trying to get.
My mom died
years.
Like 14 years ago or 12 years ago. I'm sure it's just been fucking adding up.
But like,
hold on, what is this? Find lost money.
Yeah, hey, 13... I was going to do that.
10%, 8% now.
That's bullshit.
I'll split it. We'll split it.
Thank you.
Okay, so can we do this right now on the show? Is
I don't
it possible?
Know, Degan probably needs.
No, you just. I mean, yeah, I wouldn't put your. You put in your name and then you put in your social security and then you you tell them what your address is.
Shannon, do it right now. No, we're gonna do this. I'm gonna write it all down for you.
But you know what's crazy is because I went to the new school. I was here for because I was like I didn't grow up here, so yeah. I put it in there and I don't know how much it could be $10, but I found my name. They had my old address from my dorm and they said it was like something else.
Whoa! Don't go down all those fucking addresses, Shannon. Jesus Christ, take those addresses. Well, actually, you know what's funny? They could just look it up themselves with my name. All right, it doesn't actually matter. But I don't want to. Damn it! I want to see these addresses right now.
But you won't know what the money is until they send you the check. And I would like a text message saying what it is.
Oh my God! I'm so excited
because I just
this.
Told you about it.
Shannon, Do they have any? Give me the street numbers.
What did I miss?
I'll tell you which one it is.
Do you want to know the boroughs? Because there's a lot of Queens and Bronx here.
Hold on 1 second. Fill him in what I'm looking at. Give me 1 second.
So there's like $14.5 billion of unclaimed money in New York City. Mm-hmm. And if you put in your name, you can find your name and your old address. And then you give them your new address and your social security number. And they'll send you a check of this unclaimed money that's just sitting around in New York City. So the guy that I was seeing knew he had, he basically for like the last 6 years has been trying to get this $1,500 that he knew he had.
Yeah.
Because it was like in a savings account and they like, he didn't touch it for like 10 years and they were just like, it's ours now. And he's like, wait, that's not how savings works. So he was able to get it back through this program. So it's,
wow.
It's kind of cool, but
I would like to note that Lewis said he was going to write down information for Shannon, and he just wrote down Gomez.
I know, like she doesn't know his name.
This is great.
Did you find an old address?
No, I'm not finding it, but it's I know I'm owed money.
Look, you're to A, to go a couple more pages.
Do you know how hard it must be to go through the Gomez's with dead parents?
Yeah.
It's all just project addresses. Co-op City. Co-op City. Co-op City. Co-op City. Co-op City.
It was also weird because I found Co-op out like City. There was at least 15 people with my exact name and you're just like, well, I thought it was special. Wow. I know there's like a councilwoman in Connecticut that goes by Liz Mealy. And do you have like an alert on your name?
No.
I have an alert on my name, so a lot of times it'll be like, she won the da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, well, good to know that this girl's doing
better
than me.
Where the fuck is my money for my dead mom?
Yeah, you gotta go.
There's like a million Gomez's. Give it a
second. No, none of them were my address, Liz. Not a single one of them.
I don't think that's fair.
Find my money, 10% yeah, finder's fee.
10% finder's
also,
fee.
I want to say congratulations to John Madigan. Kathleen's son for having a mom that's so successful. No, I want to say congratulations.
Ooh. What are you going to congratulate for?
I'm going to tell you right now.
I got a hot news story that I saw on Patrick Milligan's Facebook feed today. Hot news story.
What's a hot news story?
Hot news.
Oh, tell me in a minute. Let me say thank you to this guy first, because this guy fucking won an amazing prize. He won the prize to build me a website for free.
Oh.
And John Madigan, he's the fucking man, guys. Here's the thing, right? Let me tell you what.
This is Kathleen Madigan's son?
No, it's not actually Kathleen Madigan's son. This is, I want to tell you his website, because he's the fucking man, and he hooked me up, and I want to plug his shit. Here it is, right here. Okay, perfect. Let's go. Here it is. Blop, blop. I apologize, guys. I'm really just a fucking asshole. And I can't find this. I can't find his website.
You do a lot of things where people need to see it. You're not very good at podcasting.
What do you mean? This is my whole life. I do everything. That's all I do. And it's a video podcast.
Can they see your computer?
No, they're not seeing this. Why would they see this?
Because you're literally saying you want to bring up his website.
No, I'm not going to show them his website.
No, he wants to plug the website.
I'm going to plug the website. You're not very good at podcasting, Liz Mealy. You know what? Now I don't like you. I don't like either one of you. I fucking hate both of these assholes.
I'm pretty sure that link is going to get you money, though.
You know what?
I think you just can't do
it. I take it all back. You can say shit like that to me only because you're going to get me lots and lots of money. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, here it is, guys. His fucking website is suckmycock.com at faggotface.org/suckmyballs. I'll fucking plug it next week. What am I supposed to do here? You know, I really tried here. I think I deleted the original one. Anyway, John Madigan, he's a fucking comic. He's from Staten Island. He's a fucking dude, man. And I think he's got a podcast called, oh, you know what? There it is. It's jmadigan.com, jmadigan.com, and his podcast is called the J and J Podcast. That's John Madigan and Joseph Vassallo. He's building my website, and it will be launched, I believe, tomorrow. Just fucking real-ass dude in his own right. Oh, also, I want to say, Skankfest tickets are on sale, pre-sale, this Monday. So
we're bringing the Naked Roast Battle back.
We already have the main event. It's going to be retarded.
I can't wait to hear.
Yeah. I'll tell you after the show. So, what do you want? What was the big news?
Trying to get a story here. Going to try and get it for you.
Okay. Also, Shannon, I haven't got the fucking chocolate aisles yet.
And then I got to worry about private school or moving upstate. It's going to be a big fucking thing.
So, what's the story? What is it?
The story?
Some big story you wanted to tell me.
It's Shannon. She's supposed to bring it off of Patrick Milligan's Facebook feed.
What is it? Is it the Amy Schumer thing?
Yeah.
That's not a big story.
What's
I don't know.
Amy Schumer thing?
That was a big story.
That Amy Schumer, quote unquote, stole more jokes. I mean, these are fucking premises. What do you want me to say?
Is that it?
No, it just linked me to his page.
It's fine. It's fucking fine. If you look up on YouTube, Amy Schumer, Dave Attell, Dave Chappelle, that's the video that he's talking about. So Amy Schumer's new special, she does two bits where one of them she calls blacking out time traveling, and which is an old Attell bit. And then the other one she talks about, a guy saying, where do you want me to come?
Yeah.
And Chappelle does a bit. It's like, on the TV in a cup, whatever. So
do you
want to
play it?
Yeah, sure, play it.
Do you ever black out when you're drinking, or as I call it, time travel? Yeah.
Has anyone ever blacked out and been awake when they've come out of it? Thank you. Thank you, sister. It's kind of cool because it's like you're a time traveler. You're just like back in your body. Like.
It oftentimes.
Attell is the best. Attell. Did you see his special road work?
I heard it's awesome.
It's so funny.
It's not on that special, which is, they shouldn't have, pause for a second. They shouldn't have, if you're going to try to fucking fuck Amy Schumer, right? If you're trying to fuck this chick and make her look bad.
They're also friends.
Oh yeah, Chappelle, Attell and Schumer are close friends.
Yeah.
But if you're going to try to fuck her, right, don't include her saying the wrong special,
out
right?
Out of context, yeah.
Yeah, so it's not, that's not the special, first of all. It wasn't road work. That was off of Skanks for the Memories, I believe. And, look, here's the truth. The way I feel about that joke, Amy should know. She should just know. She should know that that's an Attell bit. It's a famous bit. Attell shit. If he's your favorite comic, you should know. Do I think Amy stole it? No. Do I think it's a fucking... it's an angle on a joke. All it is a fucking angle.
Yeah.
I feel like stealing a joke is like beginning, middle, and end. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, there's always going to be like a line or a premise. There's always going to be some kind of crossover.
There's nothing that's original. It's impossible.
So
you can't. You have to make it about yourself. It has to be your experience. If you listen to the rest of the bit, it's her own angle on this one angle.
Yeah. So it's just like, there are people that I've seen stole jokes and all they do is take off one detail.
Yeah.
So like, I can't remember the guy that stole it, but I remember he stole a Wally Collins joke. And basically, instead of going to... basically, it was about like his sister's place, and you go to his sister's place, and it's like all these pictures of Jesus on the wall. He was just like, so I go to one room, and there's a Jesus eye, and it's like very specific. Everything he says is super specific.
Right.
It's all about
Jesus. And
Jesus.
It breaks down
that
way.
Yeah, yeah. And then when the guy did it, only detail he changed was he went to a chick's house.
Yeah.
So it's literally the same bit. And like that's stealing someone's
joke. Of course.
Where literally every single nuance and every part of the joke is someone else's joke. But to have a line or to have a premise, it's like, I don't have to tell you.
The only thing I'll say is that, you got to do your due diligence at that level. Here's the thing.
Not
like,
even that. You should have checks and balances with your friends.
Yes,
I've had friends flat out say, like, hey, if that's the premise you're going to go with, I've kind of heard it a couple of times. All right, we're done. We're done here.
100%.
I'm not gonna even. Thanks for stopping me from even working on it.
I actually did that once. Somebody stole, I won't even say who it was, but he stole Robbie Bernstein's joke.
Yeah.
Right, Robbie Bernstein's a young buck, like super young comic, like needs every joke.
Yeah,
needs every joke he has, and this guy fucking stole it. No doubt about it. No questions asked. I know he had seen him do it. This guy had had booked a room, and he had booked Robbie in the room before.
Yeah,
and I know that he was like, just would kind of like, you just gotta bully these younger comics around, right? And he fucking stole this kid's joke verbatim. I mean, it couldn't have been any more like punch, 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 punch. Like five punches in a row. No doubt. No questions. Know that he saw him in the past like 3 months. No questions. And he was just gonna like chump this kid because Robbie's not the type of kid to say anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I just went up to the guy and I played dumb. And I was like, oh, dude. I was like, that's verbatim Robbie Bernstein bit. I was like, yeah, like three or four punches in a row. I was like, wow, dude, I can't believe parallel thinking, right?
Yeah.
But like I had to say something because... First of all, that's what friends do. If one of my friends was just doing a bit that somebody else was doing, I would say, hey, dude, look into who's doing that or whatever.
Yeah.
But the you're right. The point is Schumer should have friends. And the problem is when you get to that level, you have people that are kissing your ass and they don't want to say anything.
Yeah.
You're going to tell me that Mark Normand, who opens for Schumer, doesn't know that that's an Attell line?
Right.
Come on.
Yeah.
We all know that's an Attell line. You hear time travel, boom, that's fucking Attell.
Yeah.
So, no, do I think she stole it? No. Is it an easy thing to think of? So easy. I'm doing
and especially because their characters are not too far apart.
Yes, completely.
The like, self-deprecating
I'm doing a bit right now about blacking out in Cabo. You know what I'm saying? And I have to be careful not to tread on that Attell bit about, you know, pass out, wake up, you're here, pass out, wake up, there's a Mexican guy, he's playing blah, 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 you know, you're working at the fryer later, blah, blah, blah. It's a famous bit. It's one of his most famous bits. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So if you're doing something about blacking out, you're going to fucking be really conscious of that.
Yeah, and you do your research. I can't tell you how many bits I've literally worked on a joke and been like, this is really good. I'm sure it's not the first time. Yeah. And so you just start texting your friends. You're like, have you heard this phrasing before? Have you heard this? Yeah. And you have people be like, I don't think so. Oh, I have. I'm not sure. What if you went this angle? Like, and then that's how you actually work on a bit.
I had a brand new, like, I'm doing all like baby marriage stuff to do a late night set to get it together. I'm brand new and I'm like, oh, this is killer. And then last night, I've only done it on stage like twice, so I know no one's seen it. Last night, Wyatt Cenac had the exact same thought, and he did it. And I was like, well, there goes that joke, because he just did it better than I had it, and he's already beat me to the punch.
Yeah, Burr's new special, he has a long bit about, you know, Hitler, that whole Hitler bit in his newest special. Dave Smith, almost verbatim, has a bit that fucking, you know, just goes through that. And it's like, no, I mean, Burr didn't see Dave do it. Burr just came up with the concept. He hit those punches. And that's that. Yeah. You know, I mean, it is what it is. And Dave has to give it up. He didn't do it on TV. He didn't do it on any platform. But this is why, to be honest with you, in today's day and age, you almost have to record your material, put it out on YouTube. Let's not be so cocky like we're burning material. Yeah. I was talking to Duncan Trussell about this. And I think what we're going to do is we're going to start putting together some specialty podcasts where we actually just tape a stand-up show and release it on all of our feeds, right? Because if you consider Skanks, Duncan, Ari, all these shows that we were friends with, we can get a couple million downloads collectively, right? Yeah. So why not put together a stand-up show and say, have a couple million people know an 8-minute set of yours? It's not burning. Why are we so connected with, like that's like burning material? If more people are going to listen to your material than if you were to do a late-night show or one of these other bullshit shows, isn't that just getting your shit out?
Yeah.
You know? And it's also only audio. So,
and if you do limit, I don't know what you do at your podcast, but if there's a limit to it, so like either there's a subscription base or it's only online for, you know, 6 months or whatever like that.
Yeah, then, that's also true.
Then when you come out with the you'd also be surprised. Almost everybody that has my albums, they don't listen to it once. They listen to it over and over again.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's one of those things where like, this is how you get the audience. And then if they really do like you, if they like what they hear, they're going to buy the whole thing.
Agreed. Yeah, completely agreed. Play the other bit, the Chappelle bit.
I like it when a girl tells me where to come. Don't like it when a girl tells me when to come. Instead of doing that, why don't you just tell us where? It's make us feel better, especially when you're aggressive about it. I like when a girl goes, wow.
2005, holy shit.
My boyfriend usually comes in me. He usually comes in me, but sometimes you want to mix it up, right? You got to have fun. We'll be having sex, and then he'll ask my favorite question. Where should I come?
But it doesn't have to be that wild or explicit. Look, all a man wants to know is that you're interested and that you're participating. You can say anything, he'll be happy. Oh, come on top of the television. All right, fuck it.
Chappelle is just great.
Yeah, it's so funny.
The fucking thumbs up is so funny. Yeah,
he looks horrible nowadays. You see his face?
It's all muscly.
The weirder the place, the better. Oh, come in my fishbowl. Damn, fishbowl.
Where should I come? As a comic, I want to fuck around and be like, in this jar! And just like...
I've been told a lot that I'm pretty eyes. People...
I don't even know what that is. I'm not going to sit here and fucking go through scenes of movies and go like, oh, that was a fuck. Here's the truth, right? There's nothing original. And if you wanted to, your favorite comic, whoever's listening to this, pick your favorite fucking comic, okay? Whoever it is. I promise you, if I wanted to go through a fine-tooth comb with all of his material, I can find somebody who did punches and bits similar or just like them before them.
Yeah.
Garen fucking T.
But everybody talks about the same 7 things. You know what I mean? It's like you have race stuff that you can talk about. You can have smoking weed. You can have, you know what I mean? You could have... Yeah, but it is. It's like kids, marriage, babies, dating. I mean, there's going to be stuff that nobody else can. Like, both my parents are veterinarians, and I talk about my parents killing.
Of course.
That's when it starts to be like, hey, dude, there's only like 4 of us out there.
Well, that's where that's almost where you have to go. This is why I don't really understand like observational comedy. I have a very difficult time going like, hey, look, there's Twinkies. Let me write a joke about Twinkies. It has to be shit about me. Yeah. That's just the narcissism itself kind of coming through anyway. I can't care about fucking other things than other people,
but it makes you put it through your filter.
Yeah, and it makes it so that I'm, you know, say what you fucking want about me. There's nobody else like me. Period. There's just not another dude out there that kind of has my thing and my, you know, my whole
real ass.
Yeah.
They're all fake ass. I'll tell you this. I watched Jim Norton's new special last
great.
Night.
I did too. It was
fucking
really good.
Great.
I'm sure
it's
it
his
is.
Best
boy,
since
what
Monster.
A comic. Yeah. What a fucking comic. So good.
Jim's a killer. I
courageous,
fucking...
honest. I yeah. mean, his shit on the fucking blowing trannies is fucking hilarious.
He was on Rogan this week, too. I yeah. watched some of that.
Fucking hilarious. He's such a mensch, that kid.
All right, before we get into these questions, because we only have, you know, like 20 more minutes or so left in the show, I wanted to do... This is kind of a variation on Does It Live? Shannon, this is going to be a new segment we do once in a while. I feel like race fights, they get me going. I like them. I really like a good race fight.
yeah.
You know, and you never know these days. You know, back in the day, if this was 2005, pick a black kid every time. 2005, Luis J. Gomez, I'm picking the black kid to win that fight. 2017, Luis J. Gomez, knowing what I know now and the explosion of mixed martial arts and how popular Brazilian jiu-jitsu has become and how nerdy white guys across the country are just embracing this sport, you don't know. It's a crapshoot now. It's a real crapshoot. So we have this this battle right now between a black and a white kid.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we're going to play the beginning of it, and I want to know who you guys think is going to survive this. And, you know, Shannon, play the Does It Live drop.
Does it live or does it die?
Usually it's a kitten or something, but... all right, go ahead. Play the beginning
the
of it, Shannon.
Fuck up.
I'm not moving. All right, you not moving?
Yeah.
Go ahead. You move my foot out there.
See their stances. What do we think?
White guy's got a much better stance.
You think the white really? Guy's got a better stance? Go back to the pause. I want to see a stance. Go back to the pause and pause it on their stance
the
right there.
The white guy did a weird
I actually thought the white kid looked like he knew what he was doing.
Okay. So here's the thing. Both, to be honest with you, I'm looking at both of them. I feel like both of their stances are okay. What I'm saying immediately is both these kids have been into a fight before.
Okay. Now, it's been posted by a guy who's at SmackThatBooty69. Now, I'm
that's
thinking,
a white guy. No, that's a black guy. Yeah. Or is that a black guy mocking? Or is that a white guy mocking
New
black guys?
New kid beats bully game.
I don't know, but I can tell you he's 15 with that name.
I think the white guy's probably the bully. I don't think black
Ooh.
Guys are ever described
as Aaron cheated a little bit, and he read the line, which says... new kid beats bully, yeah. gains respect from neighborhood.
Yeah.
So is the black kid the bully, or is this preppy white kid the bully? That's a very that's a little piece right there, Aaron. I
All
appreciate
right, did somebody's family move
not,
on up?
I'm not going to
like
it.
Family fuck up real
Shannon,
bad?
Shannon, I'm not going to like it, but I'm going to say the new black kid in the gated community is going to earn some respect
Get some respect from the whiteies yeah. by beating up one of their own.
My dad's a doctor. I think that's
right. Okay, there yeah. we go. And what do you say, Liz?
I don't know. I just looked like the white kid had like he knew what he was doing. Like he knew exactly what he wanted to, you know what
so
I mean?
So you're saying white.
I'm not saying I want him to win.
No,
I'm just
no.
saying he looked
Liz,
like he
Liz,
was
you
win.
Don't have to, this is a safe space here. You can be racist,
and
you can be sexist.
He looks cul-de-sac black.
So
too.
I'm not saying, you're not saying you want the white guy to win. You're betting on the white guy.
I'm just saying he looks like he knows what he's doing.
You're betting on the white guy. You're betting on the black guy.
I guess. I don't
Zach,
like it.
Zach, I'm betting on a pickup truck with a Trump bumper sticker to run over the black kid halfway through the fight.
Oh, Lordy. My son. Trey,
hit by
Trey.
An ice cream truck.
All right. Ready? Play it. Oh, and the white guy knows how to wrestle.
Yeah.
Hey, get this shit on camera. You're going to respect me,
you're going to respect
like
me,
hey,
come motherfucker.
Don't let him bitch you like that.
And then his girlfriend. Don't let him bitch you like that. He drags him. Oh, it's great. I love his girlfriend's like, get up.
Caleb, get up.
Caleb.
A black guy named Caleb should get beat up every day of his life. His mom's furious.
That's his mom?
Yeah.
Oh.
He said it. He goes, I said this ain't going to be no fight. That's a kid. Well, here's the thing, man. You cannot fuck with people anymore.
Yeah.
You cannot. Here's like, if you don't know what the fuck you're doing,
yeah.
okay, just walk away. Because it's never going to end up good. No matter what, even if you win the fucking fight,
yeah.
your elbows are going to be scraped up. Your knuckles are going to be all fucking bloody. Your fucking jeans are ripped. Maybe you get arrested. Maybe you actually hurt this fucking guy. It's never going to be okay. If you know what you're doing, you can kind of have control.
Yeah.
Guys who know jiu-jitsu, I mean, those guys can toy with you. Those guys can get on top of you and be like, all right, motherfucker, let me show you what's up, you
yeah.
know? But that's it. If you don't know how to fight, if you're not a trained martial artist in 2017, walk away every fucking time. It's not worth it. It's not worth the risk.
Yeah.
That was great, though. I love it. When a white guy beats up a black
can
guy,
we
you
watch
got
it once
Liz,
more.
Look at, hold on, Liz, look at me in the face right now. You don't like a little bit when a white guy beats up a black guy?
No.
Not a little bit.
I don't like when anybody beats up anybody, but the guy was a shithead. You're going to respect me? What did he do that
can
was
I see
disrespectful?
It again,
hold on, hold on, hold on. How do you know that this black guy didn't disrespect him? He probably made fun of his kicks.
Even if he did, who gives a shit?
Probably
why,
fucking
why
talked about
he,
his tight ass
why,
pants.
Why yeah. does he have to respect him? That's already the problem. Who gives a shit?
No,
what,
you're right.
What is so great about him that he needs that respect? He can go fuck himself.
But hold on, why does?
I mean, they're both fast.
Can I? But they both can throw. And yeah. can I also
and then,
say?
And then right on the oh,
good,
that,
good.
Yeah,
that's good though. Good for
that's
him.
That's gonna shut you down.
Shit,
right
can
there.
I say the problem, Liz? You're saying fuck
is
him.
That they were that close to the curb and he didn't utilize it?
Oh, come on.
And then he gave him a couple pops in the face.
Yeah, you'd respect it. He
and
drags
he just
him.
Drags him.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't weigh a lot, does he? That guy's
no,
probably about
skinny.
Like 110.
But here's the thing, Liz. They both squared up. They both agreed to fight. I don't really have a problem. Here's when I have a problem. You have two guys, one guy that obviously doesn't want to fight.
And his mom is there, too. He's probably talking shit to his mom.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
pretty white lady. Shit like that.
You want this big black dick?
Yeah. And then
yeah, I'm Mr. Clean your ass. Mr. Clean's white. Really?
Yeah.
I always thought
that.
It was black. That's crazy.
This is a callback to an earlier thing with your curve.
Yeah, he was white the whole time. Really now? That's
why are we
nuts.
Even fighting? You respect me.
Oh, shit.
You smell like a douche.
No one knew that everything was going to come around 2005 and Lewis would be prophetic.
So, there's two people that are both in it, right? And they both agree. I don't have a problem with that. That's the way dudes fucking settle things. I have a problem with we don't do that enough anymore, to be honest. When I was
why
a kid,
John Cusack studies karate.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said he doesn't like being passive aggressive. He says if he wants to settle something, he settles it.
Yeah. Well, that's the way I was when I was a kid with my friends. We would go out back and we would fight each other and then we'd be okay. That's the.
I just think you're such full of shit. You were teaching your son about communication and like calm parenting. And then you're like, but then if we're going to fucking do it, let's fucking beat the shit out
can
of
I
each
say
other.
This? Yes, I have a problem. I also just said that if you're listening to the show, walk the fuck away. Don't be that guy. I have issues. I have to prove my toughness at all times. This is
well,
actually a problem. I don't want my kid to be that kid who has to fight in order to feel good about himself.
He don't want his kid to be him.
Yeah,
I don't like it to be that black kid, to be honest.
But the truth of the matter is it doesn't matter what you say to your kid. It's all about what they see. My parents instilled so much bullshit that they said they were instilling, but it was really what I
you're
watched.
Right. I agree completely. Well, I don't let my kid watch that. I don't let.
Yeah, but all it takes is for him to be 14, have an internet connection, and listen to every podcast where you're a shithead.
Of course, but here's let me say this as well, because I also, his mother.
And then he'll be done when he's 18.
His son, or his mother has said that to me before. She's like, you say a lot of crazy shit, and your son's going to listen to it one day. You know, here's the truth. At 14, my son shouldn't be listening to my podcast. And if he does, it's a problem. He'll be in trouble. He'll be punished for that.
Yeah.
You know?
But you
go
don't
to your room and listen to my podcast.
But you don't have that kind of control.
My other podcast.
No, technically I don't, but you don't have that type of control so your kid doesn't do heroin. So you have to assume that your kid's going to respect your word. So for me personally, right, like there's like little things like, you know, the internet especially is a scary place, right? I think of things like porn or I think of, like, porn is a great example. I'm hoping that we instill something in my son to where he doesn't have to be jerking off on the fucking internet all day long like a lot of kids do today. And I think it was because we watched the internet explosion happen and we went from having one magazine to pass around between our friends when we were 10 to having unlimited porn. So I think it's a generational thing. I think when he grows up with it, because he has it available to him, I don't think he's going to use it as much. It became a thing where we really fucking... Dude, I remember when I eventually had like a fast internet connection, I could just jerk off the porn all day. It was crazy. I became like obsessed with it.
I'm going to make my kid old school and I'm going to say you're allowed to jack off, but it's only to magazines. In your room,
yeah.
You don't.
I can't
go
wait.
On the internet.
I can't wait when he has that conversation
it's all
with his
daughter. Too.
Only dudes that are oiled up and ready to lift. That's what you jack your dick to, because you're a straight dude.
But you have to, you know, like.
Can't wait to hear
confused,
the the conversation with your daughter.
I do an adult job, right? This is adult entertainment. What I do, right?
Yeah.
So it's not for my kid. I look at it on the same. Almost like moral grounds as porn. If I was doing porn, it's not for my kid to watch, right? It's for adults to consume. So if I was a porn star and my kid was watching my porn, it would be a real problem.
Yeah.
And it should be known as such, right? So yeah, at the end of the day, can I technically stop him? No. would I like to believe that I'm building a strong enough relationship with my cunt, with that little cunt, with my son, that he's going to respect my word and he's going to and understand why.
But what I'm saying, which is more important, is that it doesn't matter what you say; it's your actions.
Right.
So if you have stories and you have the desire to beat the shit out of people, but you don't want your son to grow up that way, it's still being instilled in him.
I wouldn't do that in front of my son. And truthfully speaking, the first few years of his life are, in my opinion, the most important in terms of creating an impression. 1 to 4 or 0 to 4 is where you're really...
They literally say that's the download.
You're laying down all the fucking foundation, right? So, yeah, I mean, I may make sure that I've been very conscious and careful to not raise my voice or violence is a very wide net. I think it's a much wider net than people say. So I think yelling can be very violent. Yeah. I think screaming, throwing stuff around can be very violent. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a guy that would put holes in my walls while arguing with my girlfriends and, like, punch holes in my walls. And that's violence. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I was very conscious that my kid was to never experience that side of me. And I know that's a side of me that I have to work on. And I'm in therapy for it. It's something that as I've become more of an adult and as I've become a father, it's something that I've been very conscious about trying to change about myself. So whereas you're right, I guess there is a certain level of hypocrisy where, you know, I'll be saying, like, yeah, if that dude gets in my face, I'll punch him in the fucking mouth. That's not really what I'm teaching my son. And if my son were to ever listen to this, just like if anyone were to ever listen to this, please realize it's entertainment. If you take everything that we say on this show, you should take everything with a grain of salt. If you're using this as a fucking guide for the way you live your life, go get fucking help. Okay, we have an honest conversation on the show, but for the most part, we're trying to be funny, you know. And I would like to think that my son as well would hear that. I mean, I make jokes about rape and I make jokes about child molestation and pedophilia in my act. And if my kid ever heard that, you know, yeah, that's a conversation that one day I'm gonna have to have with him. Like, yeah, I make jokes for a living, you know, and that's what I do for a living. It's not even appropriate for you to make those types of jokes because you don't do that for a living. You're a fucking kid in middle school, you know. Yeah.
I like how we put it.
But when
time
you get out of here and get a job, then you can do it.
Dude.
Then mass emails to the office, pedophilia, go nuts.
All right, let's get into some questions because we only got a few minutes left.
Give me a fucking answer. Give me a fucking answer.
Picturing Lewis walking into high school James listening to The Bonfire.
Give me a fucking answer. Give me a fucking answer. Give me a fucking answer.
I'm asking you for the answer. It's a question.
You know what the fuck is up. Facebook.com/LewisJ Gomez Comedy. Morning of the show, 9 a.m. I will post a post on Facebook. Just ask your questions right there, and we'll get to the best ones each and every day. Mondays and Wednesdays now. All right, let's go. Bradford Brown wants to know, when the fuck is Giannis going to be on Dave's show? And if they had a debate, who do you think would win and why? I don't think Dave wants to have Giannis on to fucking debate him, because I think that Dave doesn't really respect Giannis's, like, intellectual abilities, and he doesn't want to embarrass his friend on a podcast. I don't know. Giannis is a smarter average dude. Like, Giannis is like us, and Giannis fucking, he's a little bit above the average, and I think Dave would kill him. Dave obsesses over this shit. So here's the thing, right? Even if Giannis was smarter than Dave, right? Even if Giannis was just intellectually more sound and could beat Dave in a quote-unquote debate, right? I always compare. I've read the Harry Potter books. You've not read the Harry Potter books, right, Liz?
So sorry.
Let's say you're twice as smart as me, right? If we have a debate about Harry Potter books, I don't give a fuck how smart you are. I'm going to crush you.
Yeah, I don't know anything about the issue.
You didn't read the books.
Yeah.
You didn't read the books. Giannis never read the books. Let's stop pretending that Giannis read the fucking books. Yeah. Dave really reads the books. He understands both sides of it. Dave could actually debate the other side, the liberal side, better than most people could. So I don't think people give Dave enough credit for what he's doing. And I think you guys are going to be very surprised over the next couple of years, you know, how much he's going to blow up. The special that we're putting out for him on Gas Digital is going to be incredible. I mean, we're going over the material now. I'm directing it and I'm helping produce it, and it's going to be fucking incredible. I think Dave Smith is going to... This special is going to be a coming out party for Dave, and people are going to see
long
exactly...
Long overdue.
Yeah, exactly,
I think,
how good he is. He's brilliant. He's
for
a brilliant
long
comic.
Time, best political comic around.
I always felt like Liz and Dave had an attraction toward each other. There was always a little flirting. Every time I see you guys talking... True or not, Liz?
I just know that he has a crush on me.
Oh, you do know he has a crush on you?
Of course I do.
I was going to blow up his spot, but...
No, but you just did.
Is there not a little flirtiness
Liz
there?
Liz is blushing now.
Yeah, she is blushing.
Liz is blushing.
No. Is there not a little flirtiness there on both ends?
Do you want me to tell you exactly how it went down?
Yes.
He told all my friends that he had a crush on me. I guess he expected me to do something.
Right.
I didn't because I don't feel that way. And right. now he's not really my friend. He says hi to me and that's it.
Whoa. Hey, Liz. Does he say it like that or does it just go, hey?
No, but you have to understand. Like I've known you guys for over 10 years,
yeah.
And they're people that I enjoy seeing. Like I'm not tight with everybody, but you have your coworkers yeah. and you have your friends and you have the people you hang out with outside of comedy. Adrian, I hang out with outside of comedy. Carmen, I hang out with outside of comedy. But like somebody like Lewis or you or Dave, I would see them and there'd be people I enjoy talking to, yeah. and it was a good experience because fucking where I am, I'm doing shit with like. Kids that I don't even know because I'm in a weird place in my career. But then you go to a club and they say hi to you and he's not the first person to have a crush on me. I don't say anything or I don't want to be a part of it. And I try to be nice about it. And then I don't yeah. have a friend anymore.
Yeah.
So it's one of these weird things where like I look like the asshole when really...
Him.
No.
She doesn't want to.
Why is it that because I don't have it?
This is why Kilstein lost his job.
But this is the thing. Why is it just because I don't want yeah. I don't want it to pursue that? Now, did you really have a crush on me or did you never even wanted to be my friend in the
yeah.
first place?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't think it was going to get this deep, to be honest.
Well, why'd you bring it up?
I always yeah. thought you guys were flirting with each other. I really did.
Liz wasn't flirting.
No.
She was like, I don't like that fucking clear. Asshole.
I didn't say I didn't
she
like him.
She likes him, but then she doesn't like the way that he reacted when she didn't react.
I have no interest in Dave whatsoever.
Yeah.
Somebody's playing hard to get.
A little bit. But you have
somebody's
to,
coy.
But you have to understand that's happened my entire career, both yeah. with friends, bookers, and so forth. So if I don't do anything
bookers
back,
is your ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
But it's like, but now it puts me in an asshole place.
Yeah. No, you're not an asshole place. I think I don't really know that. I've never actually spoken to Dave about that. I know that Dave has, you know,
he's just your best.
He's attracted to you.
He's just your best friend.
But I think it's very funny that was the other side of it, which is very funny.
Yeah. You know. I know some women that come up to me and they're like, hey, I'm really attracted to Dave. And then he's not attracted to them.
Yeah.
Look yeah, because people make choices.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there was a period of my time where I didn't have sex for like 2 years and was super lonely. And there were dudes that were attracted to me and I wanted nothing to do with them.
Good for you.
And they were nice guys and they yeah. were cute. But if I don't want anything to do with you, yeah. I'll just fucking hang out with my cat and write dumb jokes.
Yeah.
Sounds hot.
I went celibate. I was celibate for 6 months. It was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was great.
I mean, it wasn't a choice, but I guess in a way it was a choice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, sorry, Dave. I apologize for blowing up your spot like that.
I thought it was going to go way different.
100%.
Dave's new special has been postponed due to depression.
Oh, shit.
Can we
all
call
right.
this episode Dave Don't Listen to This One?
Oh, shit. Let's go. Good question. Jared Norris wants to know, would you rather be probed by aliens or fucked by a ghost?
Fucked by a ghost.
Yeah, 100% fucked by a ghost.
But which ghost? What if it's Hitler?
Ooh, it's me, Jimi Hendrix. Yeah. It's Lewis's
I do
joke
have a bit. I do have a bit.
Inspired, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably
I feel like probing is real. Ghost fucking is phantom.
Yeah.
It's
probing
psychologic.
Is not real.
It's psychological.
Can I say this? I had a dream Megan Hanley was blowing me, and then I had to tell my wife about it.
Why?
Because we tell each other. I think she had a dream Giannis fingered her once, and she told me. So then I was like, and I came in my dream. I full on wet dreamed. Is that what it's called? Wet dream?
So,
and then I woke up. I was like, I had a wet dream. And my wife was like.
And there was cum in your pants.
With who? I'm like, just some blonde girl was blowing me. I didn't want to say it first. And then
even as an adult, you have wet dreams?
Yeah.
I thought that was like teenager-y.
No,
like,
I still do. When I'm really tired, I will.
That's very crazy to me. I almost feel like wet dreams aren't even a real thing. I feel like dudes like jerk off in their sleep and they come.
It's like you come in your dream and then you're so tired. You're like, that was good. And then you're like, it didn't come.
That
and
sounds incredible.
Like, and then you're like, oh, I came.
Sleeping and coming.
You've never had a wet dream?
That sounds phenomenal.
I've spit across the room in my dream.
What?
I've spit twice, like literally woken up and it's been on my pillow. And then I woke up and it was like on
Dave Smith, you taste like broccoli.
Dave Smith, why are you in my house when I'm asleep?
That's her nightmare is Dave Smith. Coming in her mouth in her dreams.
Well, I came, and then like later that day, I was like, I think it was Megan Hanley hybrid with another person. That's what I told her.
No, it wasn't. Yeah. It was Megan Hanley.
Yeah, and it came in my dream, and then I haven't told Megan.
I hope you told Megan because it's a weird way for her to find out.
Tim Schreiner wants to know which podcast/show has had the biggest impact on your career. It's a good question. It can be all around altogether. What do you, let's say, what do you think is the biggest impact in your career, Zach? The one thing that you do collectively, it could be trauma. It could be fucking, you know, the roasts. Whatever.
Yeah, definitely the roasts.
Yeah, the roast battle.
Yeah. Specifically the one, me versus the first one, me versus Karen.
Yeah, yeah. That was it. That was your moment. What do you think, Aaron?
Out of everything?
Out of everything you got going on, what's the biggest impact? Gay for pay parties.
Biggest impact on my career? My stand-up? What's, ask me the question again. Sorry.
He said, out of all your shows, what's the biggest impact of your career?
Out of all your shows?
Yeah. Well, for me, I think it has to be Legion of Skanks. You know, obviously, that pays the bills, and that's like a huge show. It has a large, really large following. But to be honest with you, the Believe You Me podcast, I think, is going to probably have the potential to be the biggest show. I mean, that... with the UFC middleweight champion, you know, so
yeah.
But yeah, as of right now, Legion of Skanks, it's fucking, you know, all of us, everyone on the team, it probably has done the most for all of our careers. Liz, anything in particular?
My first album and my viral video.
Which viral video?
Feminist Expositions.
Oh, I did see that. It was a stand-up, right?
Yeah. So that got me just a lot of press and a lot of work, and it continues to get me work. And I was also profiled in Runner's World. That gets me, it still gets me a lot of work.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know it's less sexy than everybody else's.
No, it's hot. I like it.
Mine is my day-to-day stand-up grind. There you go.
Yeah.
Day-to-day. Nothing.
That means nothing is affecting Aaron's career.
No.
No, I don't think
that. It doesn't feel like
it. No, I don't think that's true. I just think that's, it's a different visibility. You know what I mean? Like an album or being profiled in something is a visibility. A podcast is a visibility. But many people have gotten stuff from the fact that you're, I mean, it was so funny. I was doing a show that you were hosting, and then I ran up. I was like, maybe at like Stand Up New York, and then I was running to New York. And in my mind, I was like, oh, who's hosting? Probably Aaron. I was like, no, I just saw him hosting at Stand. It was one of those things where like you're always everywhere.
Yeah.
So it didn't make it, to me, it made sense that you'd be hosting every show that I was on that night.
Thank you.
But like he's at every show all the time.
Yeah,
always.
Aaron's a hustler. But that was a Bobby Kelly quote. He said, because he called me a great hustler. He was like, dude, you're such a great hustler. And I was like, thanks. And he was like, it's not a compliment.
Yeah.
He's like, talented people don't need to hustle. So
I don't think that's true at all.
No, that's not true. Because when talented people hustle, they fucking become millionaires. Simple as that. All right. This is the last one. Joshua Boggs wants a follow-up from last week. Follow-up from last week's fake principal profile. This guy created a fake profile for his high school principal when he was like 16 or 17, and like sort of like messaging girls to try to fuck him.
This is awesome.
Yeah, yeah. But he got arrested.
Yeah, of course.
The guy did.
The kid.
The kid
got arrested.
Okay.
The kid.
Yeah.
He got arrested. Has a criminal record now.
Yeah.
So you know, we're talking before about, you know, we want to move the age back for everything because everyone's so much older. It's like, do you give a kid a criminal record for a prank?
How old was he?
Like 16 or 17.
That's
hilarious.
It's really funny.
It's so great.
But look, dude. I mean,
what if he just goes into court and says, "Your Honor, it was comedy. We think it was really funny."
No, but he's what is it? What is it called when you ruin somebody's reputation?
It's
what is that?
Slander.
Yeah, it's slander.
Dude,
that can
defamation of character.
So much.
But like, he could literally lose his job, lose his life, lose everything.
I'm sure he did.
Yeah, it's a great prank.
Yeah, it's an unbelievable prank.
Yeah.
But the other thing,
these other assholes, they're putting shit in lockers. This guy nearly killed the guy. His wife committed suicide.
But you
kids
can't,
are going to be in therapy for the rest of their lives.
But you can't, like, if somebody says this is what happened, they're like, actually, it was a prank. Most people just remember the thing where they said it happened.
Yes, I agree.
You know what I mean? So you could literally ruin his life.
Yes, the kid is a fuck up, okay?
But, it's not a fuck up. He knew what he was doing.
But here's the thing. It is.
He didn't think he was going to get in trouble because 16-year-olds don't think they're going to get in trouble.
Here's the thing. You're also not. I don't think he's going, oh, I'm going to ruin this guy's life. I think that he goes, oh, he'll make him look silly for a minute. He'll deal with some shit.
Yeah.
And then they'll figure it out.
Look silly is him saying stupid stuff and statuses.
Funny.
Going after younger women. He's fucking.
Liz, you're not going to convince me that this isn't funny.
It's funny.
Okay. You're not going to convince me that the kid didn't have a funny prank.
Yeah.
I'll say this. He knew he was fucking his life up, though. Like, he clearly hated this dude.
I think he hated him. He was just trying to get
fucking up
back.
Like, it's a different thing, dude. Fucking up somebody's life. I don't think that this kid was going, I'm going to ruin this guy's life. I think that in his mind, he's going, I'm going to, like, fuck with him. He's going to deal with some shit. Obviously, they're going to figure out that it's not really him doing this. You know, it's a fake profile. He knows that, right? You know, I don't think that the kid thought that far ahead. And I think that the kid probably thought if he did get caught, what's the worst that could fucking happen?
He's gonna get suspended for 3 days.
Yeah, he'll be suspended or fucking, you know, he's, you know, I'm looking at the picture of the kid.
Did he go to jail?
Yeah, he just sent me his his fucking arrest record. His
like for a fair amount of time.
His bond amount was $500. This is a picture of him right here.
Wow. He doesn't look 16.
Though this is from a while. Let's see. Follow up from last week's fake principal profile. I eventually ended up getting a government job, but it was a hassle because I said you're ruining his productivity for the future. You're going to turn him into somebody who can't get a real job. I have a record and they knew that. I had to talk to a lot of the higher ups to persuade them to get the job. It really is such a fucking joke that they would give me a record for what I had done. The town I live in, small eastern Kentucky town, is fucking ass backwards, and anyone pulling a prank usually gets busted and sent to jail. The judges wanted to make a point. Also, me and my two buddies broke into our high school just to dick around. And by broke in, I mean the door on the roof was unlocked. Didn't vandalize, didn't steal. We were just bored. There's nothing to do in this fucking town besides meth. We were charged with 4 felonies, 3 misdemeanors, but we were 16, and after 16 months, it was off the record. Man, if I was 18 and that shit happened, I would have been fucked. Included is the mugshot of the telecommunications harassment and a YouTube link we broke into our school. So, ooh, I'm going to send this YouTube link right now, Shannon. I would love to hear this.
So is it still on his record after he turns 18?
Yeah. Yeah, that doesn't disappear.
I think the felony, the breaking in, I think goes away when you're.
Does it?
I got charged with grand theft when I was 16 and it went away when
auto?
I
was.
What?
Auto?
Golf cart.
Twinkies.
By the way, Lewis is so bad at improv. He just looked at Twinkies and yelled Twinkies.
Yes. That's if you ever want to know. Like,
microphone.
If I ever make a reference that lands, I am looking in the room and I saw it.
Kaiser Soze, all of your references.
Yes.
I love lamp.
Shannon, I'm going to send you this link right now because we'll play it. This is actually a thing from Joshua Boggs on his YouTube channel that says, I didn't do it. So we'll end the show with this. John, look, he's a kid, Liz. How are you so fucking heartless?
I'm not heartless. Funny. I'm not saying he should have a criminal record. I think what we're doing is ridiculous, but there should be ramifications.
Of course.
You know what I mean? Like, it shouldn't be taken lightly that this guy was trying to ruin his career.
Trying to ruin his career is a little different. Like I said, I'm with you, because when people go after comics' careers, it's specifically in our field. Type of thing where once you're ruined, you're ruined, right?
Yeah.
I don't know that that's what the intent was there. And yes, if the intent was to ruin this guy's life and get him to fucking kill himself, then fuck this kid, right? I don't think that was the intent. I think the intent was just to play a prank.
I want to see what crimes this guy admits to next week now. Because now he's 2 for 2.
Oh, it's great.
And now he's going to be like, and also I was a serial rapist.
Right. But it's also, there's a difference between a prank and a psychological prank. I don't know. I just feel like, I'm saying 16 is 16 is 16, but like.
Where is it?
I don't know. I think half the people that go to jail, I think, is ridiculous.
Yeah, of course. Nonviolent crimes.
And you again ruin someone else's life or whatever. And then there's people that do violent crimes that don't even go to jail, or they don't go to jail that long. It's all ass backwards.
Yeah.
That being said, I don't think it's just putting someone's hand in paint. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think it's that.
Go ahead, Shannon. Go ahead, play this video. We're going to end with this. This is Joshua Boggs. He didn't do it. This is, what is this? This is about him breaking into a school.
Down in middle school, look. Yeah. Michigan
Fleet, Nathan Hatch. Don't
say names. Is this just the video of them breaking into the school?
Maybe. I don't know. What the fuck is this? Yes, it's just a video of them breaking into the school.
Oh, so you committed a crime and videotaped them.
South Wales High School, bitches.
Love his get up.
Why are they retarded? Why would you videotape yourself committing a crime? Unless you could jerk off to it later. I understand that.
Hey.
Love his little face. All right, that's it. That's a video.
Good times.
Committing a crime. But here's the thing. What's the point of breaking into the school? I don't even get that. I guess you're just bored.
It's an adrenaline rush.
Yeah.
I broke into my old boarding school and then I got suspended.
Why'd you break in?
We used to break into the kitchen, go get sliced meats and whatnot.
Put them in each other's asses. It was just frozen sausages. We would just fucking squeeze our asses.
Come on, roast beef. You want some roast beef?
And we used to play this. It was this crazy game with the wrestling team. Yeah. Try to hold the frozen sausage in our asshole, and whoever let it slip out first is gay, and we all get to fuck him.
Yeah. Just a normal game.
Just hazing.
3 on the mat, 4 in the fat, we called it.
All right, Joshua Boggs. Well, good for you, buddy. Hopefully it all works out for you and you're not out there committing any more crimes. This is it. This is the show. Thanks, guys.
Great show. Thanks.
Yeah, always love having you, Aaron. Liz, honestly, welcome back anytime. Enjoy having you on the show as well. Guys, make sure you go to iTunes, leave us a positive review, 5-star rating, and tell your friends about the show. Subscribe, review, all that good stuff. What else? Anything else, Shannon, to promote or plug? We all good? That's it. All right, guys, thanks so much for listening. We'll check you next week.
That's all, folks.